Welcome to the third grade audio podcast, broadcasting from North Shore Country Day School, just north of Chicago.
Our school's motto is Live and Serve. To us, that means we should try to make the world a better place. We thought about all the problems and needs in the world and what we might do to fix them.
We got interested in the topic of hunger and found an organization that is dealing with the issue.
On this episode of the podcast, we're going to tell you all about it.
Have you ever heard about Lakeview Pantry? If not, you're going to hear about it right now.
Lakeview Pantry is a food pantry in the Lakeview neighborhood of Chicago. It is trying to make the world a better place for people and families who do not have enough food to eat.
One morning, we took a trip to the food pantry to get a tour. We learned a lot from our tour guide, and here she is.
My name is Candace Howard. I am the volunteer program coordinator, and I've been working here for 4 years.
She explained what the Lakeview Food Pantry does.
We help people who are dealing with food insecurity, which means they have a hard time knowing where their next meal is coming from. And so they come to us to help with that need.
Ms. Howard told us that 1 in 9 people in Lakeview deal with food insecurity, and around 8,000 people come to the food pantry each year. Almost half of the pantry's clients are families with children.
We thought the Lakeview pantry was special in 2 ways. One way is how they give out food. It is called client choice. That means the client gets to choose the food they want, instead of just getting handed out food.
The other way the pantry is special is what it looks like. Matthew Trapp, the community outreach assistant, told us why he thought the pantry looked so nice.
Part of it had to do with removing the stigma about going to food pantries. We wanted it to look really colorful, happy, kind of more like a grocery store than a food pantry.
Ms. Howard said they wanted the food pantry to be friendly and inviting and to convey a sense of dignity and respect. But even more important than what it looks like, Ms. Howard told us that
we wanted to help people to understand that coming to a food pantry, no matter what it looks like, we wanted you to feel welcome and warm here.
And the pantry does look like that. There's a wall of flower bouquets and baskets right when you come in, and a nice place to sit and wait for your turn to get food.
Then you go to a counter that has different sections like a grocery store. Produce, dairy, dry goods, meats. And then a volunteer acts like your personal shopper and gets you what you want.
About 3% of Lakeview Pantry's clients are homeless. For them, the pantry has ready-to-eat baskets. They have food that does not require a stove or refrigerator, and that you can take wherever you need to go.
We think everybody should support Lakeview Pantry, and there are lots of ways you can do that. One way is to donate money.
We can turn $1 into 8 meals. So $1 can do a lot of work here at the Lakeview Pantry.
Another way is to donate food. Grocery stores and other businesses and organizations give lots of food to the pantry, but you can too. The pantry can tell you which food items they need the most and when you can drop off the food.
The pantry could always use more volunteers, so that is something else you can do.
We have around 4,000 volunteers every year. In a day, we have up to 50 volunteers. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of teamwork to make sure that this operation runs smoothly.
Kids can volunteer at the food pantry too. If you are 13 years old or under, you need to come with a parent or guardian.
There's also a special kids advisory council that meets 4 times a year to work on special projects.
At the end of the tour, Ms. Howard told us about the history of the Lakeview Pantry.
It started in 1970, almost 50 years ago, by a group of neighbors who just saw that their neighbors were not able to feed themselves. So it was a very small operation. Eventually, it grew to become this organization that you see right now. So that really shows that just individuals who care enough can get together to help their neighbors in need.
And we think that is an excellent way to make the world a better place. And we hope you do too.
If you want to learn more about the Lakeview Food Pantry and support them, you can search online for Lakeview Pantry.
That's all for this episode of the Third Grade Audio Podcast.
Thank you to Candace Howard and Matthew Tropp for letting us interview them. And thank you to Ms. Howard for giving us such a wonderful tour.
Third Grade Audio Podcast.
Produced by Third Grade Audio.